last season. Lynn Ball, is there anywhere this offseason Danielle Hunter did not go with you? I mean, it seems like whenever I talk, you know, to see pictures or, like, how's Lynn Ball doing and everything, not talking to you, talking to other people, it was like little brother Danielle Hunter was with you everywhere.
You let him drive you around all summer?
Oh, man, he drove me two places.
So this time of year, camp again, you've been around for a while, you've seen some of the changes. For a veteran like yourself, what are you thinking? What are you working on? What are you concentrating on to get yourself at that same level as last year, if not even better?
Like you said, man, we're trying to get better. So this year, I've been trying to focus more on the pass rush and just being better at my craft. And right now we have some new players that came in, and everybody's doing very well. They're fitting in pretty good, and everybody's trying to be great.
Anything different with your body this offseason? You're a veteran. You've been around forever. But, like, what do you work on with your body or fitness or anything in the offseason?
It's really more a diet.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, when it's right before training camp, you want to try to be and come in the best shape as you can. So diet is key. And this offseason, I really toned down and made sure I lost some more body fat, gained some muscle, and work on my get off.
Well, now, I'm not asking you to give away any of the family secrets, but we've seen Zimmer's defense in Cincinnati. A guy like D'Amato Pecco come in, play the position that you're playing. What is it about your position at nose tackle that makes it so unique? Because not everybody plays it the same way that we do here. You know, with that real heavy on the nose a lot of times and doing those things. What is it about that position that's so different than most other places?
You just have to be unselfish. At the end of the day, you're going to get two or three guys right almost every play. And the goal is to keep the linebackers free. And once the linebackers are free, and now it draws attention, and now they give me opportunity to get off the ball or get off on my blocker and make some plays.
Now, and you say the word unselfish, and that's a bigger thing than people think, because when you look at people want to see stats, they want to see this, they want to see that. They don't realize that, but your teammates, I'm sure, appreciate it. And I know, I mean, you look at quarterbacks, you know, quarterbacks of the past, they're buying, you know, they buy their offensive linemen things. Has Barr or Kendricks ever picked something up for you, like a car or something to ride around at the camp, or just a nice thank you note?
They take me out to dinner.
But see, that's smart on their part, because quarterbacks take linemen out to dinner.
Correct.
If you're doing the same thing for them, then yeah, I think that's awesome that they could recognize you for that. Yeah,
we have a good bond. We always talk, and at the end of the day, we want to win games.
Right.
And we all competing. We all want to make plays. And we all use each other. And that's how it goes.
Lynn Ball Joseph, 9 to noon, eighth year in the NFL. Did you say anything to Xavier Rhodes about his new deal?
Of course I did.
What did you tell him?
Congratulations.
Can I get some money?
Nah. Total congratulations. He's been working very hard. Ever since I got here, I watched him develop from a young pup to what he is now. And right now, he's a stud, man. I hope he just keeps growing and get better.
Same thing for Everson Griffin, right? How about
same
Everson?
Thing.
I mean, you've been around 8 years. Everson came in the
same
league in 2010.
Yep.
Right, same year. Yeah, Everson's found a way to get three deals from the same team in 8 years.
He's blessed. He's blessed.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
And once again, it's just coming in as a pup, trying to learn his system, trying to learn his role, trying to become a young man.
Yeah.
And it took a little time, but he did it. And our phrase now, if you want it, go get it. And he did it. So that's what everybody's looking at now. If you want it, you have to go get it.
Lynn Ball, you seen anything from this new defensive tackle from Chicago, Will Sutton, that you like?
He has a great burst off the ball. He's very smart. I heard he was a stud in college, and
right,
I think he's starting to get back to that college Will Sutton, so that's good.
What about the rookie Jahleel Johnson? I mean, you know better than anybody. There's so much that goes into it, specifically
correct,
on this team, to crack the top four or five of the defensive tackles. So he's in a tough spot to start.
Correct.
He was a fourth-round pick. But, like, how can you or some of these veterans help him?
Well, he's a young talent. And for him, he has to really pay attention to everything and listen. Just like when I came to the league, listening, taking out notes, and just trying to be just a student of the game. And
if he could
do that, he has a great chance to be a starter in this league.
Peter?
Is that how you fold guys in, even, let's say, a Dayton Jones, who's still a veteran, but he's new to this team?
He's new to this scheme, this team, and he has to, for Dayton, since he's older, he has to learn on the run. You know what I mean? So
right,
he's picking it up. He's doing some great things in this camp, and every day he's getting better, and that's all we can ask for.
You, I mean, you obviously know what it's like to win a Super Bowl, and Super Bowl 52 is at your home stadium this year, U.S. Bank Stadium. You won Super Bowl 46 with the Giants, beat Brady and the Patriots 21-17, February of 2012, Lucas Oil Stadium. What do you remember about the walk-up to that game and just, like, the 2 weeks leading up to the game? How exciting was it?
Man, it was more about being focused, to be honest with you. At the end of the day, to win that Super Bowl, we just kept it very simple. Everybody does their job, and whoever makes less mistakes will win the game.
Yeah.
And once you're with these guys all season long, and you gain this bond, you believe and trust one another, it can take you far.
And you started the game in your second year, right?
Started the game.
So here you, East Carolina, right? So you started a Super Bowl in your second year from East Carolina. You probably thought it'd be easy to get back, right? It's going to happen year after year after year, right?
I heard so many stories, and just like I said, it's my eighth year in the lead, and it's like, man, it is very hard. I see why some guys go 15 years, 13 years,
yeah,
and never make it to a playoff game. It's really, really hard.
Yeah.
It's not a one-man job.
Man, I know life's all about the now, so last one on this. What do you remember about the game, the atmosphere, the buzz, playing against Brady, super close game right to the end?
Man, we played the Patriots 3 times that year. So playing for the third time, it was loud. It was all the flashing lights. Everything was moving so much faster than a regular game.
That's nice.
And it was a great feeling. A
couple of quickies to close for Linval Joseph.
On the other side of the ball, what are there any offensive linemen? Because you go against them every day. You watch them on film. Give me a name or two of guys that have stood out so far in camp to you.
Right now we have a competition at the center spot.
Yep.
And both guys are doing a tremendous job. They're battling and competing. And I'm excited to see who's going to take that starting job,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with you. And we have some young tackles. At the end of the day, we're trying to build a team. You know what I mean? It's
yeah. going
third day of pass, so it's still kind of early.
Yeah.
But I love to see competition. Like, I just love it. And every day I'm just watching, and I'm just trying to see who's going to stand out. Who's going to help us?
Yeah.
Who's going to make that catch? And it's just a great feeling.
Yeah, we know no tackling now. They call it thud, like it's a thud period or whatever. But pads on between the defensive and offensive line, that's as close to real football at training camp as you're going to get.
Pretty much.
Ain't no thud between you and the guard and or the center.
Well, I mean, how much different is it when you don't have pads on? For you guys, it's not a ton, is it?
I mean, not the same.
It is, because of the hands and the way they play the position now.
Correct.
It's if you're getting your head into somebody's chest,
yeah.
that's you're probably wrong.
So when you got a kid like Elfline, and he lines up opposite you, whether it's back at organized team activities or it was yesterday, I mean, what do you do when you look across at the guy? I mean, do you laugh? Do you try to intimidate him?
You drool on the football, maybe? Because
they're so young.
At the end of the day, I'm trying to help them to be better.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm going to give them my all, and I want them to give me their all.
Yeah.
So when it comes to a game time situation, they're ready to go.
When your coach Mike Zimmer is quoted publicly, as he has been many times, as saying, Linval Joseph is the best nose tackle in the National Football League. How's that make you feel?
It makes me feel good. At the end of the day, I work for this. Mm-hmm. I earned this. It wasn't given to me. So just to get recognition around the league and everybody to understand what I go through, what I've been through, I just feel good to keep climbing to be on top.
You're awesome, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Linval Joseph, 9 to noon. Appreciate you. Have a good day, Linval Joseph.
You too, man.
Pete Bursich, Eric Nordquist produces on site. And Ryan Donaldson guides the great ship Love Covenant back at the Bryan Heating and Cooling Studios. You know, I brought up the Super Bowl victory for Linval's Giants.